Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson and I'm Deputy Editor here at TXF. First up, in the trade finance sphere, ship financing is at its lowest level, $300 billion, since the global financial crisis of 2008, said Petrofin Bank Research. First up, in the trade finance sphere, ship financing is at its lowest level. Companies are stepping up purchases of insurance to protect themselves against insolvency in Britain, in part due to concerns about the impact of Brexit. And Bank of America Merrill Lynch has unveiled Accounts Payable Optimization, a new solution which analyzes a company's suppliers and determines the most efficient payment method. And London-headquartered Demica's Head of Business Development, Diego Palacios, has joined ITFA's Emerging Leaders Board. Over in the project and export finance space on our Essentials News offering, following the signing of loan documentation last month, Aqua Power has released full financial close on the debt backed the $900 million Tawali Reverse Osmosis Independent Water Project in Abu Dhabi. Polish energy regulator, URE, has set the dates for its next round of Greenfield Renewables CFD-backed capacity auctions. And Emirates Water and Electricity Company, a subsidiary of state-owned Abu Dhabi Power Corporation, has received six bids for its 2.4 gigawatt Faraja F3 combined cycle gas turbine independent power project. On our third-party news track service in the project export space, Metal Invest has raised a €9.9 million OEKB covered 10-year loan from MEFG, the first ECA-backed facility under the borrower's new framework agreement, signed with 12 international banks in August 2019. Spanish renewables developer Grupo Enel has signed a 12-year PPA with Factor Energia, 426 megawatt of capacity from three solar projects in Navarra region. And Tanzania has ordered by a World Bank arbitration court to pay $185 million to the Hong Kong subsidiary of Standard Chartered for breaching an energy contract. And finally, in the commodity finance sphere, Gumball Group has been ordered to pay almost $94.8 million by Swiss federal prosecutors after finding the company criminally liable for corruption in Congo Republic and Ivory Coast. Solaro, the operator of Bucarado Tungsten Mine in Spain, has entered into a €10 million 12-month term loan facility with Oaktree Capital Management. And the EBRD is considering taking a €20 million equity stake in Moldova's gas transmission company, Vestom Transgaz, to help fund construction of the €90 million 120-kilometre Eugenie to Chișinău pipeline project. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.